That is a, you're exactly right, brother. That is a huge blessing here at less than a week old. So we back it up. And even though the SEC can't get it right and put Alabama, Tennessee on the third Saturday in October, a child born of a man who was born in Knoxville but played football at the University of Alabama, that child knew to show up on the third Saturday in October, right?
Oh, it was definitely poetic in her arrival. Not to mention, you know, she's undefeated and unscored upon as of right now in her young Alabama career. So she came on a high note.
That's awesome. So how did she make it in time for kickoff? That's what I want to know.
Well, you know, this was a point of contingency since the beginning.
Okay.
You know, I did let her know that our doctor said, you know, Saturdays are game day in the fall. Obviously, had things been planned a little better, I would not have been expecting a child in the fall because of football. And she sort of chuckled. And I asked her when we were admitted on Friday, I said, is there any chance that we can get her here before kickoff? And she said, oh, well, that's not really up to me. We can't really time this thing out. And I said, well, you know, if you can, it would work. And Chris, she was born on 2/38, so literally, as they're chanting "Roll Tide" as the ball's about to be kicked off, she's coming out.
That is as toe meets leather. There she is, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right,
little Miss Huber. She arrived on the CBS start time. That is,
yeah. Bert and Gary, I would love to see the commentary in there.
No, you wouldn't. And I will say as a female, that's the last time she'll be anywhere on time.
That's right. That is absolutely right. She'll be on her own. I'm sure she'll be on her own clock, but, you know, as a daddy, you accept it, right?
My wife will be throwing stuff at me, as soon as she can get back here, cause I'm the one that makes us late all the time. All right. The child is born. You go, yay, mom's great, everybody's great, but then I know you're turning your eye towards the television as quickly as possible. How shocked were you that really by the time you got a chance to catch your breath and realize, hey, by the way, there's a game going on, that it was already over?
Well, you know, I got a tight-knit group of guys, and practical joking was something that we majored in college.
Yes.
So, you know, I let them know, I said, hey, listen, I'm probably not going to have the TV on. It's looking like it's going to be a game time, literally a game time decision. And when she got to 10 centimeters, I realized that it was going to be right around kickoff. So I had my phone in my back pocket. And I was saying, just text me the scores, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, even though she was born at 2:38, it takes some time there when they get out and they got to go through all this stuff. Anyway, my phone just keeps blowing up. And I'm looking down, it's like 3-0, 10-0, 17-0, 25-0, 24-0. And I'm thinking that they're messing with me, right? And I'm like,
right.
You know, these guys, you know, here it is. They know that I'm it's already one of the big, you know, the biggest day of my life thus far. And you know, they're taking an opportunity to play a joke. And then when I went out into the waiting room and told the family, you know, that everything was great and they had the game on and I saw that it was actually 24-0, I was shocked. I couldn't believe it.
That story sounds a lot like Alabama Ole Miss. I guess it was 1990 when Alabama fell behind to Ole Miss. I want to say it was 21-0 in the first quarter. Okay, they're down 21-0 first quarter to the Rebels, but they came back and actually led that thing something like 45-21 at the half. It was an unbelievable. Wound up winning the game. Yeah, it was 1989, actually. Wound up winning the game 62-27. Unbelievable turnaround on that one. I am pretty confident that Phil Savage was a part of the staff as a grad assistant that year. But anyway, I'm sitting at a Samford game, because I'm a student broadcaster from Montevallo. I'm covering that game, and I'm the only one that's got the old Walkman radio then, because there was no internet, for crying out loud. So everybody couldn't keep up with it. I'm listening to the game, and I'm giving score updates, and they thought I was totally lying the whole way. Because I'm going 7-0 Ole Miss, 14-0 Ole Miss, 21-0 Ole Miss, and then all the way back. So, yeah, I can imagine that that was one of those that's very different. Let's talk about this one. It's Tennessee. It's Alabama. You know the rivalry as well as anybody. And I had a good laugh at somebody asking Butch Jones of the teleconference this week, Coach, is there a little more giddy up in your step because it's Alabama week? How much giddy up is in the step of the Big Orange Nation right now with Bama coming to town?
Well, there's definitely a giddy up. I mean, anytime you got these rivalry games, I think it brings out the best in everybody. But I just, to be completely honest with you, Chris, there's just not a whole hell of a lot to be excited about up there in Knoxville, and particularly this weekend. Don't know if they're going to have Justin Woolley as their quarterback. They don't know. There's a lot of just unknown going into, you know, here we are on Friday. From the offensive line to the quarterback to they've had some flu issues on the team where people have had, you know, been out and missed practice this week with the flu. So really the only glimmer of hope is maybe somebody could hit Lane Kiffin with a cup or a bag of popcorn, pack of Skittles. That's really kind of what they're focused on, is making his life hell. Not so much the game, because I think it's pretty well written on everybody's face there in Knoxville that it's not going to be much of a game.
Along those lines, you had a fantastic tweet, I guess it was last night or this morning, I can't remember which it was, that said, in essence, if a Bammer, as you termed it, never pulled a blade on Phil Fulmer, then Lane is safe. Did I give that the accurate paraphrase right there?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I'm sitting here thinking, you know, of the two people that really had a butt-whooping coming to them, definitely Philip Fulmer is ahead of Lane Kiffin on that list. And nobody ever did anything to Philip Fulmer that I know of. I'm sure he saw some interesting hand gestures and had several four-letter words thrown at him. But, you know, people talking about, oh, somebody going to come off, you know, could a fan come on the field and you know, throw a punch at him? Or, you know, his mother was talking about, you know, fear of his safety, and that's kind of overblown. I mean, honestly, if nobody took a poke at Philip Fulmer, then I think Lane Kiffin's in the clear.
Talking to Barron Huber for just another moment here, and we'll wrap it up. Give me a scenario outside of the bus getting lost or Bama totally imploding where Tennessee has this as a ball game with the Tide going into the final 5 minutes.
Four plus turnovers by Alabama, and Tennessee absolutely coming up with every deep jump ball, kind of like Alshon Jeffrey did back in 2010.
Yeah,
you know they have some they do have talent on in the receiving court with Marquez North and Pick Howard. You know, maybe if they can get enough protection to get that ball downfield, you know, on long vertical routes and they win those jump balls, they would have a chance. But really, Chris, I'm one of those that don't ever take anything for granted, but it's kind of hard not to this week. Our most cohesive unit on this team is the defensive line, and they're playing better and better each week. And I could see this thing being a track meet back to the quarterback in the second half.
Go back and enjoy that baby. With it being Tennessee week, though, and the change there, wonderful addition there in your life, I wanted to make sure we said hello to you. I greatly appreciate the time, brother, and we'll talk soon.
Absolutely. Hey, Chris, before I go, let me ask you this. What are the chances that Lane Kiffin opens up with a long bomb on the first play?
Oh, my goodness. Play action of the deep ball to Amari.
That just, well, you know, he just kind of seems like the guy that relishes the villain role, so I can see it.
It would be basically Shawn Michaels going sweet chin music and stretching both hands out and just taking a knee, wouldn't it?
It'd be beautiful. I'm really hoping.
Oh, mercy, I'm right there with you. You're going up, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. To my recollection, I haven't missed one in Knoxville since 88. Would have been there in 86, but I was only 2 weeks old. So,
yeah,
88, man. I got a pretty impressive streak there.
Hope you keep the streak alive, and so too does Bama. Thanks again, man. Happy for you.
Yes, sir. Have a good one.
You too. Barron Huber, member of the 92. Excuse me. I made him real old there. Member of the 09 National Championship team at the